96.3 WHQR on the line. We have one of our friends and a man who has an amazing story, Rodney Taylor from Fireman's Cafe, actually, shout out, joins us today.
Rodney, thank you for joining us. Look, we wanted to talk to you because your family has an amazing story of survival to tell, and it's all about your sister who was missing for 4 days and thought to be dead. Can you tell us about it?
She went out for a ride and said she'll be back, and nobody heard back from her on that Saturday. The following day, Sunday, I was at work, and my mom called me and asked me, had I talked to her? And I haven't talked to her. And it was raining like crazy that Sunday. And I'm just thinking, you know, where is she? Well, nobody knew where she was. So we all started calling her phone. And, you know, her phone would ring and ring and go to voicemail. And later on that evening, the phone would ring and ring. And then it stopped ringing, just going straight to voicemail. So, like, somebody cut it off or it died. Same Sunday, my sister, they filed a missing persons report. So they called PG County. After not hearing nothing from them that day, my sister called and that evening, and they told her to call back. I sent the text message to my sister, and she forwarded it to the investigator that was handling our case in PG County. He, in turn, told her to get me and to meet them at another police station where we will be meeting with the FBI. Now that we have someone that's asking for money, now this is a ransom, so now this is considered a kidnap.
Yeah. So the FBI gets involved, and that's when you actually find her. But then you get the news that she is deceased, right? But then there's another turn.
FBI was able to pull those records right away. And her phone records, after they pulled her phone records, it was pinging off a tower over near Suitland Parkway, which they end up telling us where she was getting her last phone calls, along Suitland Parkway, around the 51 liquor store area within a 5-mile radius.
When they find her, though, you get the news that she's not living, right?
Right.
So this is not the end of the story.
Oh, no. So much more. We can't wait to hear the rest of it from our friend, this local man, about his family drama. It's got a happy ending, I promise you.
And also, shout out to Rodney and the family. Rodney was, for 25 years, a DC fire
yes.
and EMS. So shout out to the Taylor family. More of this story coming up next on WHUR. 96.3 WHUR. We're talking with local man Rodney Taylor about his sister's Penny amazing story.
So it's at this point that the park police get involved, and then what happened?
They asked park police to, this is a long shot that we're asking, but if you could go down and check down in this gully for a vehicle, that's a person that's been missing for 5 days, if you could just take a look for it. Because we were so persistent about her phone record and that tower. So once they went down, around 2:45, I got a call from my sister. She was on the line with PG County. Explained to us that they found the vehicle down in the gully on Suitland Parkway, and unfortunately, she didn't make it.
But she did make it.
Then we're trying to get our plans together on how we're going to explain this to the family. So then I get a call about half hour later. Sergeant Wilson from PG calling me back, telling me, he say, man, this is amazing. I apologize for the first call, but your sister is alive and she's talking. How can I?
96.3 WHUR, we're talking with Rodney Taylor as he shares this amazing story of survival. And Rodney, so what happened was your sister slid off the road in her car, and she was in that car for 5 days. And she sustained injuries, but she's alive and she's doing well. Get us caught up on how she's doing.
Well, she's doing a lot better. She's still don't have a whole lot of movement because laying in the vehicle for 5 days, you know, just laying on herself, unable to move. She's, you know, getting healing right now, and hopefully she'll be in some rehab therapy real soon.
During these times, you know, a lot of us are feeling uncertain and anxious. I want you to give the folks of the DMV that are listening that word of encouragement, because you all never gave up. Your sister definitely is a fighter. What words can you pass on to us after this incredible story of survival?
It ain't over until God says over. And we know the fighter that we know, our sister, we know she's a fighter. In this case, I want to say this is turning something negative into something positive. Because if we didn't have those ransom calls asking for money, then we wouldn't have the FBI involved. And if we didn't have the FBI involved, then I say we wouldn't have those phone records to send us to that area where we found them.
Rodney, thank you so much and your family for sharing your story. Rodney, we're sending prayers and of benevolence for Garland, your brother who passed away of COVID-19 this past Friday. And again, thank you for spending time with us, brother. Time is precious, and we really appreciate you.
Just an incredible story, and what it teaches us, never, ever give up. Thank you for sharing your story, Rodney. And Penny, best of luck to you.
All right, so coming up, we're going to lighten the mood. We're going to do commercial-free for an hour, and DJ Herb is going to bless us on the ones and twos with the official Allison and Mark traffic check-in mix coming up next on WHUR.